Drop out.
I don't think he heard a single word here.
Anyway.
Well, he didn't know we had a podcast.
Did he? What?
He didn't know.
Your brother didn't know we did a podcast?
Yeah, he didn't know.
You never told him?
Apparently not. Because he came over, we stopped here before he went to go get Noah.
And he said, what's all these mics?
Well, he said, start a podcast? I was like, I've had a podcast for almost a year.
Yeah, we're coming up on, this is 44, 45?
Yeah, something like that.
What are we going to do for our big 52?
Shoot each other live on air.
Yeah!
I get so excited.
Are we at the same time? Just
one, two, three.
How are we going to post the episode?
I'll have Richie do it.
Yeah. Put it in my will.
What if the computer ends up in the evidence locker, huh?
I don't think it will. I think this will be a pretty cut and clear case of these guys all shot each other in the fucking face.
Yeah, I think they still got to get to the bottom of it, you know? Figure out why.
They walk in. They see three men shot each other.
In the face.
They say, well.
We shoot each other in the chest if it like helps.
Please shoot me in the fucking face. I don't want a chance of living.
Now, you can live if you get shot in the face.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. Knowing my goddamn luck.
Shoot me right in the heart.
My body would find a way. God wants me to be here to suffer.
You'd just be here, but you'd be like a fucking vegetable.
Yeah. That's my worst nightmare.
100%.
You want to die, but you can't tell them that you want to die because you can't speak?
Whenever I was addicted to pain pills, I almost gave Jake Spencer a power of attorney because he promised me that if I was ever a vegetable, he would pull the plug.
You can still go ahead and still give him power of attorney, yeah.
It seemed like a better idea when I was high. I just feel like he might get busy, and
I feel like if you
he's very responsible.
I feel like they have to like contact him in the event of that.
He'd be like, "Hey man, we got this guy. For some reason, you got power of attorney over him. He's not even old. I don't understand why. Anywho's, he's a real potato right now. So, got any plans for that?
I gotta go to work. Sorry. Ambulances don't drive themselves.
I feel like him. He'd just be like, "Oh, yeah, just yank it out."
Turn him off. Get him out.
Switch it off. Get it. Bury him.
And they're just like, all right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of legal documents there.
Are you sure?
Sell all of his stuff to pay for whatever you got to pay for.
He's legally like, yeah, kill him. Yeah, it's what he wants. It's why I'm here.
Yeah, he gave me that power just for this.
Would you guys be willing to just promise me to convince Wayne to pull the plug on me?
Convincing Wayne's one thing.
Yeah,
us having all the power to do it is another. One's here's a lot harder.
I don't want to pay a lawyer.
Can you convince Wayne? Period.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't convince
Wayne. I don't think I could ever do it.
I convinced him that. Let's see. I convinced him that spontaneous combustion was a bigger problem than it really is. He was afraid for about a week.
After that, he just accepted it as part of it.
Yeah.
Was he tiptoeing around the house trying not to make too much friction?
So much to generate some friction. So much gets up and going. Friction.
I convinced him that a 17-year-old should be allowed to drink.
I mean,
how'd you convince him of that?
I just kept drinking.
I really brute forced that one.
Really just had to push my way through, but no, I was 16. Whenever I was 17, on my 17th birthday, we all sat down in the garage after like we got done like doing whatever people do inside on their birthday.
Okay.
And he said, "Well," he said, "you're 17. If you're old enough to go to war, you're old enough to have a beer." And then he opened the beer, and I said, "You gotta be 18 to go to war." And he said, "Well, I already opened the beer."
So. Here we go.
Me and my father shared our first beer.
That's funny.
Good time.
You know? Can't put the cap back on the twist off, you know?
Wayne could.
Probably can.
Yeah, I've seen him do it.
You just put smile and crimp it.
You just hear it pressurize.
Yeah, he could do that.
Pop away.
Man of many talents.
Old Kenny.
Quite possibly.
How the
dare I say it?
His name is not Kenny.
Do what?
His name's not Kenny.
No,
yeah, it is. His middle name's not Wayne.
Ah.
Kenny Wayne is
Kenny Wayne,
a schizophrenic man that lives in the basement of Jake Turner's grandparents' house.
There's a lot to what you just said.
Let me tell you. There's a lot to unpack there. That man, terrifying.
So, like, he's supposed to be.
The more you kept going, the more I thought this.
There's
was
a lock
like
on the outside of the door. I couldn't make this up if I fucking tried.
So, he's there on purpose.
Yep. He is Jake's grandfather's brother.
Okay.
Huh. So why do we call Papa Wayne?
That started when me and Jake got high, and we were.
I'm sure, he was so confused.
Yeah, but the funny 100%. Thing is,
he probably never asked anything about it.
Never, not a single time.
But it was like you guys walked in the room, and said, "What's up, Wayne?" And you guys walked out and said,
"No." It started out as Kenny Wayne. We'd always say Kenny Wayne, and then it was Wayne, and then it was Papa, and then it was Papa Wayne.
And then it was Douglas.
Then it was Douglas Bubble Trousers.
You could probably call him Douglas at this point. He would just be like, yeah.
That's me.
I learned something very important about my dad at a young age. We were at Walmart. There was a guy on a bench because they got those two benches in front of the bathrooms or whatever. And some dude stopped my dad. And he said, "Hey, Kenny, how you doing?" And, like, shook his hand. My dad said, "Well, how you doing, young fella?" And shook his hand. They had a brief conversation. We walked away. And I said, "Dad, why do you call everybody young fella?" He said, "Because I have no idea what their name is."
I've never seen that guy before.
And that's why I'm convinced he doesn't know who I am.
He knows who you are.
I just don't think so.
You lived in his house.
I don't think so.
But you did.
I didn't live there, but I stayed there quite often.
You did live there at one point.
Yeah, because the homeless people took your house.
No, it was different.
No,
but I was staying there much more often than.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so most of the time.
I was just like, I need a break.
Can't deal with all these goddamn homeless people.
Still, I just living in a one bedroom apartment with six people.
I just wanted to be a nice guy.
Don't. That's have limits.
I just wanted to be a nice guy.
Instead of just being like, yeah, all of you and all of your pets can stay here without
a
date.
The pets were, I didn't know they were a thing until they
all of your pets. All three of your hedgehogs, four of your lizards, two of your birds, and five of your snakes.
There's only hedgehogs.
The last friend I said couldn't live with me ended up dying at the age of 27 of congenital heart failure.
Oh.
Big Nick. So,
do you consider that a win that he didn't die in your house, or a loss? Because, well, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think that would have changed anything.
It was congenital, so
it just sucked, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, like, if he lived with me, maybe I would have just like caught on to the symptoms of congenital heart failure.
I don't think you can catch on to the symptoms of congenital heart failure.
I'll tell you this: whenever we lived together at my apartment, and he would complain a lot about his chest hurting. And I remember specifically saying, "You need to go to a doctor." So
he said no,
and he did say no.
So you did all that you could.
I did everything in my power, and then attended his funeral. It was sad.
There's not much you can do, you know.
He lived a very full life such a young man.
You remember that time you brought a murderer into our home?
I do.
He wasn't a murderer then.
He was also sober then. Whenever we first started hanging out with him, he was sober. And then he got a prescription for Xanax and was like, I'm going to eat all these.
How did he get a prescription for Xanax?
I think he actually had really bad anxiety problems.
How did he get a prescription for Xanax refilled after a week?
I think he probably just bought more.
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, not legally.
Well, no.
You got to know a guy.
Gotta know a guy.
It's crazy. There are so many prescription drugs that you can just like go up to the dude and be like, "Let me get some of those."
It befuddles me because somewhere in that chain of command, somebody has to get the prescription from a doctor.
Yep.
And you see people, like I know people personally that will buy thousands of these prescription drugs at a time.
Yeah, they have
illegally.
There's no way that they're getting them from a guy that got a prescription at that point.
And I'm just like, where do you get out of that? How did they get them?
Yeah.
that. They didn't go to the doctor and say, well, I'm, you know,
off a truck. Some doctors are real loosey-goosey.
I have a lot of problems talking in front of crowds. Well, here's 1,000 Xanax bars.
Yeah, none of them are 1,000 Xanax loosey-goosey.
Some doctors are real loosey-goosey.
Well, that's
true. You know how many 1,000 is?
Some doctors just don't care.
You know how many 1,000 is, Dill?
Did you guys not hear about that doctor from Cave City that was...
He was just stealing.
Yeah. People would trade him weed for prescriptions.
Yeah.
And he got caught. So he jumped ship.
I actually worked with a lady. And that was her dentist. And she said that he...
Wait, it was a dentist that was doing it?
He was a dentist.
Oh, he was just giving away Novocaine.
No, this was a family doctor. I'm pretty sure he's a dentist. Dr. Reddy?
I don't know what the fuck his name was.
It was a different Dr. Reddy.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Reddy in Cave City. His name was Dr. Reddy, if I remember correctly.
I have no fucking idea what his name was.
He was a family doctor.
I think he was a dentist.
Family doctor. Because I went and saw him one time.
Did he work on your teeth?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Anyway.
She said
that he gave her a couple of them, whatever the fuck kind of pill it was.
Probably
for her to fucking go away for a minute. And then whenever she
anesthesia.
Whenever she
I
got like
think a, of what I have and I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Good ones.
Hydrocodone?
Yeah. It's probably some of those.
But anyway, she counted them later. She was missing like two or three. Then more than she should have been. She was like, huh. That's weird. I didn't think anything about it. And then, 2 years later.
You know that old expression, one for the doctor?
Actually,
hydrocodone away keeps me ready to be a doctor. Come on.
Come on now.
Come on now. Read back. 10-4.
Read back.
10-4. Come back.
What?
That was a burp, Don.
You started to say something.
It was just the whole thing. You went,
I tell you what.
Hey,
I feel like I smell.
Don't, it's 4th of July. Actually, when you hear this, it'll be the 5th of July. But actually, today it's the 3rd of July.
Or it could be anytime after
I guess. Yeah.
At best, it will be the 5th of July.
I know most of we get a lot of listens after the fact. That's nice.
That's
cool.
Oh. I guess that was good enough.
It's very heartwarming.
No.
You're going to bust them pigs out for Asia?
Okay, I'll describe. But I was trying to state that this was the 4th of July episode. We just got to my house after spending all day playing fire.
Also... Oh
yeah. What? Welcome to the Dropout Podcast.
Oh yeah, I forgot we didn't do that. Huh?
Why has that just been going right over my head the past few times?
Because you're a bad host, I guess.
I was on top of it every time up until 42.
I think your limit's 20 something. I think you did 20 something minutes once.
No, I think I went the whole pod without doing it. like one of the recent ones.
No, I would have caught it before that.
I think you did, right? Right at the end. You said, I don't think you ever did that. I said, oh.
Did you do it at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we did it.
I think so. But yeah, the 4th of July, happy July if you're in America. I know we have a few non-American listeners. If you're non-American, good job.
If you're English.
You won the lottery.
You lost. Little bitch.
I have a little scar on my leg because it's firecrackers.
He tried to kick firecrackers.
Jared put them at my feet.
I didn't put them at your feet. I threw them at Noah's feet, and you said, I'll save the day. And then they went off directly underneath you.
Well, I kicked, and they didn't go anywhere. I said, huh. And then they went,
it was so many. It was a whole belt.
But Noah just showed me a Snapchat.
Picture of his butt.
No, it was a little Snapchat of someone he was talking to. And it said, "Oh hey, I guess I was in the background." I said, "I approve of Dylan." And I was like, "Wow, that's nice."
And then
the next
Dylan,
Snapchat was "Show me his feet." So
it's a terrible idea. Fuck, do you want Richie? Yeah. Take your phone.
Hang on, Richie.
Yeah. Hey, Richie.
What's up?
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wouldn't open your computer ever again.
Why?
Nah. Don't worry about it. No, don't open it in here. Don't open it in here.
I now have to.
Don't open it in here.
Don't do that.
Oh, God.
Would you...
Hang on.
Oh, no. This might have to be cut.
I'm not going to say it, but that's fucked.
Yeah. Did you see anything you liked in there?
Do you like dudes?
Oh.
Slightly. Okay, hey, easy with the quarters, man.
My
computer pulled it out of the
I'm about to pull you out.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Then what?
Just go back in there.
Go to your hole.
Get back in there.
God bless.
Hell yeah.
Have a happy Christmas.
Good Christmas.
I know he's not high, but he looks so high.
Yeah, he does. He's just how he is.
He's had a couple.
That was my brother.
Richie.
He left his laptop sitting on the table when we put inappropriate things in the search bar.
Porn.
It wasn't we, it was just Noah. Nobody even told him to.
Very not appropriate thing.
Do I need a reason?
No.
I guess not. Yeah.
All save right. That for later.
I wouldn't mind a nap right now. You know?
A nap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sore. Pretty worn out.
Yeah, we did a lot of moving.
Shankle. We also played one singular inning of kickball. We said we just need to occupy time while the sun goes down.
Yeah, it's just we need to kill about 30 minutes before it gets dark.
Also, we're all very out of shape.
I mean, let me tell you.
You think?
Bad.
You feel pretty good till you start moving.
Yeah. I'm as in shape as I could possibly be.
I'm not.
As long as I'm standing still.
I may be in the worst shape of my life.
Statistically speaking, that'd probably be correct.
So I was super self-conscious in high school. I still am super self-conscious, to be fair. But I look at pictures of myself in high school, I'm like, what was I worried about?
Look at that guy.
Look at that guy. Where'd that guy go?
That guy. Ass on him. A couple of thunderous butt cheeks back there.
Jared's left a bunch of wet rings on my table.
I don't know where you want me to set it, man.
In your lap.
It'll fall.
Hold on to it.
You want me to hold on to this for an hour? What's he got going on over here?
Don't worry about it.
You scrolling Instagram over here trying to have a podcast?
Yeah.
You gotta be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, we set it off like some mortars. Big boys that went down the big old plastic tube. Boop. Just to blow off in the air.
Yeah. Classics.
Aggressive. The echo went on for so long.
Yeah.
We were shooting off four at a time, to be fair. And that first one really sent a shock to my system because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. What was it, the third one?
Yeah, it was
whenever
the third one.
Whenever we went down there and one of the tubes was gone?
Yeah. One of the tubes was gone. Because they were, just rocketing it off. They were not staying still.
Yeah, they were fucking moving.
The one fell over. Went off. There's video proof of that one. Because that just happened to be the one I thought it'd be fun to record on.
Oh, is that the one where it came for us?
Yeah. It didn't quite come for us. It went off to...
It came from me. I was very close to it.
Yeah, it went off to the side. But yeah, I turned around and said, oh, no. And then went, boom. Had to dodge a couple flares.
Yeah, I didn't know my Christmas was really coming, dude.
I could not get over
that. And then after they would go off, they would fucking rain.
Yeah, it would just rain down ash. It would only hit the trees. I never felt it in my hands. I was waiting for it.
Oh, I felt it. I got some of it in my eye.
Did you?
At one point. I was running away.
There's no telling what's all in my hair right now.
Yeah, I guarantee you could probably find a couple pieces.
Yeah. Also, we roasted some dogs over the fire.
Roasted a couple wieners.
Couple dags.
You like dags?
You like dags?
Just fucking mashing them into a stick.
Yeah.
Holding them over the fire.
I sharpened a stick well enough to hunt a boar.
That's not true.
I did. I could hunt you down if I wanted to with it.
Go ahead. Try it.
Unless it's a CODIS.
Go get it.
Don't.
Go ahead.
Don't bring me out. Because once I'm out, I can't get back in, Jared.
You'll never touch me. I'll be like the predator in the fucking trees. Shooting flares down on you.
I'm going to jump out of a tree with a stick in my hand. Go right through your skull. You'll never see me coming.
It's crazy that them motherfuckers can't see, huh?
What?
Predators.
They can't see?
No. They can see.
I don't think that's true. They have eyes.
If you cover yourself in fucking mud.
They have eyes.
That's only with their thermal vision, buddy. Even after he took the mask off, couldn't fucking see him.
Yeah,
he could see him.
Then he just sees like a normal man.
No, he does not.
Does he not?
Mm-mm. It's like a weird fucking... Yeah, everything's... In Predator 2, he's got like 5 different ways he can see.
Yeah. Like infrared...
In Predators, like the third one, mm-hmm. which we never got to because you're kind of a little bitch.
Oh, did you guys watch the Predator movie?
Yeah.
That's fine. Thanks for
him. We did. Pretty sure we did. We did.
I don't think you did.
We did.
Pretty positive we did.
No, I've never heard or mentioned it.
100%.
You want to watch Predators?
Would you like to watch the third one?
Maybe not tonight. I'm really tired. My body hurts.
But tomorrow's for you, so.
Yeah, tomorrow's
we can't invite you to do things on Sunday.
Actually, I think we might have watched it on a Sunday.
Yeah,
I might have been on Sunday.
No, because we stayed up pretty late.
I can't remember. Anywhoozy. Do you want to watch Predators tomorrow?
It's got Adrian Brody in it.
I know. I've seen that movie. Has like
Predator. And we can watch
Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, we're not going to watch Requiem though. Is it? It's not even fun.
I didn't really care for 2, if we're being honest.
Predator 2?
Yeah.
It's the lesser one.
Yeah, it's not good, but still you get to see Predator.
And they're like, what if we took Predator and put him in the city?
City Predator.
The it's city hot. Hunter.
It's L.A. And he's looking for blood.
He's looking for... It just kind of seems like he's looking for a Danny DeVito.
Danny Glover's
Danny DeVito.
That would be a fucking movie.
Anyway, I started blasting. So this fucking guy comes down out of the trees.
He's got fucking dreadlocks and stuff. And he said,
"That was really good."
So anyway, I started blasting.
Yeah. I never saw the one that was the Predator.
It's not good.
I heard it was bad, but also heard it was kind of.
It's kind of fun.
Oh, we also watched a short.
Yeah, it was good.
It wasn't. It wasn't bad. It was quite good.
It was pretty cool.
I've heard that the Predator movie that was like 2018 or something like that. I heard it was bad initially, but then like as time went on, I've heard that like if you just really open your brain up to it, it's not that bad.
It was directed by Shane Black.
Yeah, I like Shane Black. I love Iron Man 3 is my favorite Iron Man.
If you just throw some Predators
in. Nice Guys? Man. Ever seen Nice Guys?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'd like to see. He just fell short on Predator.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see.
Even though he was in the first Predator.
He was, wasn't he? I forgot about that.
Who was he?
He's no one super important.
The one that always makes the pussy jokes.
Yeah.
Oh. That's crazy.
He's like one of the crew guys.
I think his name started with an R.
Chopper.
Get to the rich hopper.
Chopper.
Yes, I learned because we've been playing Predator a lot. Predator Hunting Grounds.
Oh, yeah.
You should get. It's fun.
Maybe I'll buy that since Richie bought the other game for me.
Oh. But, yeah, I never realized that the Predator's laugh was just the...
Billy's laugh.
Yeah, Billy's laugh.
Because he can mimic.
You ever realize that? That was like the whole point of the scene.
But.
Never really thought about it.
Something that raises a question for me.
Want some candy?
You want some candy? Something that raises a question for me. He uses his mask to mimic voices and to replay audio. Mm-hmm. Whenever he does the laugh at the very end of the movie, he's not wearing a mask.
I don't know if he uses
mask. I don't think it's his mask. It's probably his wrist thing. He does everything on his wrist pad.
I think he can just do it. Because I think he can just see in infrared.
No, I'm saying At the very end of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Whenever he turns on his from 1987. Self-destruct.
Yeah, he's not wearing a mask and he does the laugh. And he's like, you know, his body's moving and shit. So like, he's doing the laugh.
Hawkins. This Shane
Black. Hawkins.
Hawkins. Almost Choppa.
First one to die. Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
This stuff will turn you into a sexual tyrannosaurus.
What?
Jesse Ventura. Yeah. And he's lean. He's trying to offer them a
little
chew.
Little chaw.
Little chaw.
A little bit chaw. I've had the urge to watch all the Terminator movies for like months, but haven't done it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I just keep watching LTR over and over again.
Maybe if you invited the fellas over, you know? Sit down and watch the Terminator movies.
Maybe, you know?
Sit down and watch some mediocre 80s action.
Mediocre? Mediocre.
Let's be honest.
No.
Coming from the eyes.
When's the last time you watched Judgment Day, my friend?
Watch the 2021 eyes put back into 1987 and watch them just go.
You're not looking at the right thing.
Go ahead and lay that side by side with John Wick.
You have a skewed perception.
Go ahead and lay that side by side with John Wick and tell me which is a better action.
Yeah, I appreciate the classics, Jared.
Oh, I didn't say anything wrong with it. You know, it's a classic. It bangs. I went over to the fucking Noah's house, watched Predator movies. Most of them aren't even very good, but they're all enjoyable.
Have you ever looked at the original Predator design?
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's whack.
Yeah.
What they landed on, I don't know how they landed on, but...
Well, I'm pretty sure how it worked was that one guy did it, and they were like, this other guy wants to do it instead.
No, they had Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, he
Wait,
was...
Jean-Claude Van Damme designed the Predator?
No. They did an original Predator design and did takes with him in that suit.
And wait, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the Predator?
No. They did the takes, okay. And it was all terrible because the Predator was doing Jean-Claude Van Damme like action moves. And they were like, this is stupid as shit.
Yeah, so they redesigned
so
it.
They cut him, and then they redesigned it. And then they just hired whoever was 8 foot tall.
It was like looking real...
Real 1987.
Real lizardy. And someone of note actually designed it at first. But I don't remember who.
Yeah, I can't remember who either. I think it was... Was it Ridley Scott?
No, it wasn't Ridley Scott. My brain wants to say Stan Winston, but...
That could be true. That could be right.
I don't think that's right. But my brain wants to say it.
Anywho, I just want to see like a Predator movie where the Predators or wherever the fuck Predators are from.
Yautja Prime.
And they're just Predator fighting each other.
Predator origin story.
Predator fight to the death. I want to see Predators fight Predators.
There's like a Marvel, since they bought Fox, they got all the rights to Marvel to Predator and Alien again. So they're going to start making comics.
Batman versus Predator?
Well, that's DC, so.
That's Batman that already happened. Too. Batman versus Predator already happened.
Twice.
Yeah. They teamed up, didn't they?
I don't know. They might have fought an alien at one point. That would make sense.
I think they teamed up.
The point is they're going to start making cool fucking Alien and Predator comics again. That's going to be sick.
Once I see a Predator jumping out of a tree, I don't care. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I want to see more of the...
In Alien vs. Predator, seeing as how we haven't watched that yet, do they ever, like, address why that the Predator only comes whenever it's super hot unless it's coming to Antarctica right now?
Huh?
Oh, the movie was full of a lot of plot holes.
The movie's not canon.
In the first movie, they're like, they mention how hot it is quite often. It's like the hottest it's been in
the second movie also has a big
20 years.
It's like hot.
In the second movie they're also, wow, it's so fucking hot here. This is the hottest it's been in like 20 years. Because apparently
I've never noticed that.
Really like it hot.
Never noticed that.
It's some kind of reptile, so he's probably cold blooded.
No, they're not cold blooded. It's just Yautja Prime is a tropical planet.
It's like hot.
Hot.
They just like a hat.
Like a hat.
But then in the third movie, he goes, it's going to be cold as fuck.
Not in the third movie, it takes place.
Or not the third movie, Alien vs. Predator. Which I guess what the fourth movie.
I can't remember what the purpose of him being there originally was. I think it
was to kill the
The xenomorphs.
Yeah.
But did it, like, a beacon
there was a queen off? There, yeah?
Yeah, there's a queen there.
Yeah.
I can't remember what really gets him there.
The movie opens and they're just there, so.
I think they just kind of, like, know these where these things are.
Yeah.
They you know what they do for
I mean, they built hunt. Those castles.
They hunt for
those them. Temples or whatever. Or helped or guided the building of them.
I just want a Predator origin story. You know?
Every time this comes up, I think about the Neil Blomkamp alien movie we didn't get.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
It would have been so fucking cool.
You know, I just found out the other day that the movie 9 was not well received by critics.
9? Like the animated movie?
Hmm?
Really? I love the movie.
I love it.
The little sock people?
Hmm?
You ever seen it? I've seen it.
It's a good movie. Cool.
It looked like it was had too much going on for
me. Like it was a lot of metaphors.
Yeah, it looked like it was really trying to say something.
Jared it was.
Jared doesn't get metaphors at all.
That's
metaphors go right over his head.
He doesn't like art either. You know, he hates it.
But yeah, the movie's awesome.
I've seen Jared burn art, actually.
I've actually bought art just to burn it. Just so no one else.
He stood there screaming, "What are you? What do you stand for?"
Jared's just gone to art galleries and been like, "That's great. I would like to buy a copy." And they say, "Yeah, of course. Here you go." He spends $30 and then he burns it in front of them. He says, "This is stupid."
I don't understand.
Get a hold of yourself.
I will say, though, that some real fucking abstract shit where it's just like 17 crooked lines on a white canvas.
I hate modern art. I hate it. You lay a ladder on the ground and it's supposed to tell me something about society? Get fucked.
You staple a banana to the canvas and then paint it red.
I would rather look at paintings of stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather look at someone doing art, you know, real art.
Yeah, actual art.
Instead of like you took a canvas to some third graders and said, "Here's some paints, kids."
Or that time that Nathan Fielder from Nathan For You made a fake art gallery and people came in and they're like, "This is some deep stuff." And he was like, "God fucking damn it."
I want to do that so bad and just have someone buy something from me for like $30,000.
That would be
so cool.
I think you really have to like get lucky.
I don't think so. I don't think I have to be that lucky.
Also, I know who Banksy is, so.
I was inspired by Banksy.
I think I could just.
A lot of times.
Just punch a hole through a canvas and spray a bunch of ketchup on it. And then take it somewhere, set up shop, and then people ask, "What did you have in mind when you put this out?" I'm like, I wanted you to put your own thing on it. You know,
I'm drawing a complete blank right now on
eggplants.
No.
All that said, though, it makes you happy. Don't do it.
How does laying a ladder on the ground make you happy?
Someone's art's subjective.
Or so how does the was it fucking Ryan Hurst or something? I can't remember the fuck his name. It was something Hurst. Hurt. I told you guys about it. He had like
the resin dude.
Yeah,
resin
animal? Fucking baby cow, dead baby cow fetus in like a resin tub.
Yeah, that was wild.
And he's like, art. It's just it's a dead cow.
I call it art.
I wouldn't, if I walked into your house and you had a dead cow floating in a fucking vat in your living room, I would say, "Cool, man, I forgot something in the car, and I'm going to leave, and I'm going to block your number, block you on social media, and I'm never going to talk to you again. You don't deserve to be alive. I might hire a hitman at this point. You're insane. You're probably going to hurt people at one point or another."
Subjective.
If you have dead animals, it's art.
Subjective.
Not even like a mount where it's just like.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? One's a baby cow floating in a vat.
Some people have baby deers hung up on their wall.
That's not art. No one has a baby deer.
That's not art.
It's just a.
That's a trophy.
I shucked that thing. Worse
to me.
I shucked that thing.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with art.
Yeah. I'm just saying he's like.
And no one has
animals. But.
Yeah, one's a baby cow and one's a buck that lived for fucking 7 years and had fucked 50,000 times and had run his course.
Okay.
And then he shot it, ate it, and put it on his wall.
Okay.
And this one is a baby cow that died and was put into a vat of resin and sold to a rich white guy named Alan for $47,000.
Okay.
You don't see anything.
You don't see a difference?
No.
Nothing. That's the same exact thing
to
you.
He's got this proud animal mounted to his wall, looking proud, or this baby cow in a vat
that's been cut in half.
Cut in half. He did sell it in two halves. At least a couple of them.
Yeah.
They could not have even been real cows, to be fair.
They 100% were.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that that guy was like, ah, that's a little too weird if I do real cows. I'm pretty sure he had organs at one point, too.
Could have.
I think art's stupid.
I think
all the more we talk about it, the more I think
art that isn't actually art is dumb.
It's all art to somebody in some form.
Mm-mm. They just, I think they're stupid.
Yeah. I'm not putting a definition on art. Cause I think
if I get real severe diarrhea and I hover over a canvas and I just let it fucking, let it rip Beyblade style, you know, just fucking splatter.
Yeah.
Just right through the screen door.
I could see a meaning in that.
And I hung that up on your wall and I said, don't take that down. That's art I made for you. Are you just going to leave that bad boy up there?
If you don't tell me it was diarrhea, then yeah.
I don't have to tell you. You're going to know.
It's going to start. I'm not going to like do any. I'm not going to bleach it. It's just going to be.
I'm just going to leave it out in the sun till it dries.
I might throw it out, but I would say that was art. No, it's not. I take it to the farmer's market and sell it.
No one at the farmer's market is going to buy fucking shit.
Are you kidding me?
At the farmer's market? At the farmer's market?
I sold shit at the farmer's market. Not human shit, but I sold wood stuff.
Yeah. Wood shit is not feces. It serves an actual purpose.
A lady picked up a goblet I made out of
wood.
Yeah, I was out of wood. I'm trying to remember the specific type of wood.
Hard.
Regardless, this was not a type of wood that you should submerge in water in any way, shape, or form. But she looked me in the eyes and said, can you use this for drinking? And I said, you can use it for whatever you want. And she said, okay. She said, how much is it? And I said, I don't know, $50.
Wow.
And she said, okay. I said, okay.
Yeah. But that was, you know, that was a
one thing. Why didn't you tell her that, no, you shouldn't put water in it?
Because she looked pretty set on, you know, drinking out
would
of it.
Would you not, like, case that? So it could be used with water?
I mean, you can put a lot of linseed oil on something or even like some kind of maybe like a waterproof wax.
Yeah, that's what like a clear coat or something.
But we didn't have any of that.
So I just didn't.
Yeah, so I just said go for it. I don't know.
I forget that was a phase in your life.
Yeah, it was really fun. Until
in Tony's life too.
We did it together.
Yeah.
And Jake, I think Jake turned some wood.
Jake Spencer, yeah. He was into it. He was more independent with it. He didn't really join me and Tony.
Tony was big on it. You were just like under Tony for a while.
I mean, we were partners.
Partners in turning.
Okay, yeah.
Did you make like a lot of plugs and shit?
Yeah, I made plugs and pendants and rings. That's how I met Aubrey.
What are you doing? You're a child. Anyway, yeah. That shit, way more actual art. You know,
never once considered it art.
Art?
It's a craft.
Yeah, it's all art and crafts.
I'm just saying. I'm not putting a definition on art.
I am.
It can be anything. I know.
If it's fucking dumb and serves no purpose to anyone, it doesn't look like anything.
It's not art.
It's not fucking art.
It's just stupid.
If I can do it and I have zero artistic capabilities.
Okay, here's the thing. People always say that too. People are always like, I could do that. I could do that. Then do it.
I could.
Okay.
I could pour paint into a bucket, drill a hole in the bucket, spin the bucket around, and wash it over a couple of fucking canvases and go, art.
That's the difference. You always say, I could do that, but you're not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking do it because it's not fucking art, Dylan. It's dumb and I hate it. Why would I go out of my way to be like, see, I told you I could do it. I spent $30
and then I would look you in your eye. And say,
I would get. I got a couple of canvases.
I'd hit you.
Yeah. Why would I go out of my way to buy all of the supplies I need to prove that I could do something that is not hard at all, just to not do anything, just so I could say, "Yeah, told you."
I'm just saying. I think it's art.
I could also drive to Oregon. Why would I?
It's an artistic piece.
Yeah. I would film it
And then live art.
I would film it, and then I would take the all the frames, and I would mush them together into one singular frame.
That would actually sounds like art.
No, it would just be a colorful mess.
It sounds like art to me.
Yeah, somebody would buy it.
100%.
You could call it the duality of
that
man.
That sounds like a pretty cool art piece to me, actually.
He's in there. He's in there super hot. Yeah.
I think he's the only game I've bought for it since I played all the games you had on it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I never bought it on there because I already played it. We need to get like a big open space.
Leveled up.
Some bitch just slid through the wall.
Definitely sound like he ripped a Beyblade.
Beyblades, let it rip.
Remember when we were into that for a week?
I'm still into it, baby. I follow this guy on TikTok, and that's all he does is let it rip.
That's awful.
He's in college, and I'll be honest with you. I don't think he was very popular in school. God damn it. He's got like 100,000, 200,000 followers on TikTok.
People love him on the internet.
What is it?
He's just a guy that just fucking lets it rip on TikTok.
Just Beyblades?
Yeah.
He shits himself?
Christ. You guys remember how Colton has the vaping TikTok?
Yeah, he's like famous.
He just bought a new car.
Because TikTok.
Because of vaping on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's like sponsored.
I gotta say,
he sponsors.
Damn jealous of him.
Yeah. Anytime I hear someone making money super easily, I'm like, fuck.
Have you considered making very bad art?
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
Someone stoop that low.
Please don't put any effort into it.
Yeah, that's where you fuck up.
That could in and of itself be an art project, I think.
What effort?
Making really bad art purposefully.
Or. Not on purpose, but insane. I wanted to see how bad I could do.
Yeah.
It's one stroke.
Yeah. People would do it.
They'd buy it.
And then you just
kind of. We could call you no name.
Dip your hand in the
Me and like Jared would. We would sell it for you. You don't ever show your face. That's your gimmick.
Make an NFT.
He drops it off in the woods, and we come and get it.
I turn it into an NFT, and I make $4 million.
NFTs are the dumbest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, I agree.
He wears a full sheet over his body with only the penis cut out.
Oh, hey. It's the 4th of July episode, so I want to ask this. I'll just bring it up, because it was fun.
1776. Go fuck yourself, England.
Oh, yes, Independence Day.
Free Ireland.
July 4th, 1977. Remember that one year?
You talking about Independence Day, the movie?
No. Remember that one year?
Aliens.
That came out in the 90s. Remember that one year?
Yeah, that's why I was confused when you said 1977.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Remember that one year?
Vietnam?
You want to know what? You want to know what? You
want to know what? Anyway. Back to Vietnam.
Anyway. You remember that one year that we were all at my house, July 4th?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great July 4th.
Yeah, it was.
We were all on the back porch. Everybody was hanging out, being stupid, and you pulled your pants down, and you said, stick it in. We put a ball rocket in your butt, and it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It stayed right there.
Stayed right where it was.
It, like the fuse went. You said, it stuck! And it went crack!
Well, it had to go first, you know?
Yeah! Boom! There's a really good video of it happening.
Yeah. Where's it at?
It's on someone's Instagram, but I can never remember whose it was on. It's either on Coder's or Zach's. That was a wild time.
I had zero with me.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. He was a baby then.
I thought we were going to get a couple. Really, I thought we were going to lose one. Maybe two.
Huh?
I thought we were going to lose a couple today.
Oh. Yeah. Had some close calls today.
It got a little hectic.
Also, that same day, filled Chance's pockets with firecrackers.
Yeah, we did.
How'd that go?
Ruined his pants.
His sweatpants caught on fire.
Yeah.
No shit.
They did that in the house.
Yeah.
He was in the hallway.
And then Sherry made the rule: no more fireworks in the house.
Yeah,
I don't feel
she wasn't that upset.
I don't feel like she needed to make the rule. I feel like it should
have
been a rule.
Jared, you get us together in a group
at least 6 years ago
with a shit ton of fireworks. You're gonna need to lay down some ground rules. You know.
Yeah.
If we had the numbers we had before, would have been hell.
It's crazy how hard the numbers have dropped, huh? Our cast of characters has really whittled down to...
We used to be a small army.
A nation.
Now we're just a little offbeat team.
Four. Now we're just four.
Occasionally five. When Jake Spencer shows up.
Oh. Yeah. We all love Jake.
He wanted to be here today.
Of course he did. I'll make time for him on Tuesday. I don't give a shit.
But that's what he gets for moving 2.5 hours away.
He lives an hour and a half away.
No, it's like 2 hours.
Louisville's like 2.5.
It's an hour and a half.
No, hour and a half to Nashville.
Hour and a half to Louisville as well.
Oh, see, I've always thought it was equal length
both equal ways. Opportunity employers, yeah, for sure.
But someone told me it wasn't, and for whatever reason, I believe it.
You know, why do we argue about things when we have the power of the internet?
Because it's funner. It's funner. It's more fun to argue.
2 hours and 5 minutes, so... We'll double check Nashville.
Would you say 2 hours?
2 hours, 5.
Nashville is...
Hour 53.
About exactly 2 hours. Huh. So 2 hours both ways. You can easily round that up or down, depending on which one you're looking at.
Or sideways, if you're really going to get crazy with it.
I suppose.
Can you round sideways? Huh? Probably not.
Nashville's about 2 hours if once you factor in traffic and getting gas on the way.
It's been a long time for me, so.
Yeah, fuck all that, dude.
I drove to Indianapolis. How do you think I feel?
Dumb.
Had a good time, so not really.
Cincinnati's in Kentucky.
What?
All right, dog.
That's true, dude.
Tell me where that Cincinnati dot's at.
Do you want me to what?
Tell me where that Cincinnati dot's at.
It's in Cincinnati, I guess.
I mean, that motherfucker is 17 feet into Ohio.
It's a... No, yeah. That's what Coda was talking about earlier today. Newport, Kentucky. Those guys, Cincinnati, Newport, just a bridge apart.
I mean, that motherfucker is 17 feet away.
Yeah. That was pretty unnecessary. Bless you, regardless.
I mean, that come from within. I think it might have a demon or two in there.
That's where. That's why you sneeze.
The evil within. It's also why you poop.
What?
The power within.
Do you know where Kim Jong-un's never pooped?
Huh?
Kim Jong-un never pooped.
He can also talk to dolphins.
Some say he is a dolphin.
I don't think we can say that. I think we're going to get... Put on the list if we say that.
What are they going to do? If we ever go to North Korea, we'll get in trouble. Do you plan on making a trip?
I did, actually.
But thanks for ruining that.
Can you just go over there?
I don't think
so. Mm-mm. You have to have like some kind of journalist pass or some shit, I think.
You have to just like... I don't know, play basketball and be really fucking weird. And then Kim Jong-un calls you and is like, I like you. Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un are friends.
It's weird.
And Dennis Rodman was a crazy man that played basketball in the 90s.
I know he's crazy.
Oh, he's a fucking loon. He's insane.
Interesting. The more you know, you know?
I mean, he's crazy enough to go hang out with Kim Jong-un, so. I bet you people would be pretty cool to hang out with.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, I
feel like he's way too eager to please, or...
Oh, he is not eager to please at all. He's eager to get pleased.
Yeah, or that. I feel like he's, like, eager to please in the sense of, like, he's just lonely, man.
I think he's probably just going to be like, let me show you all the cool fucking shit I have because I'm a dictator.
But also, we might just be getting any information from Kim Jong-un from the interview. That might just be our perception of Kim Jong-un.
That's my perception of Kim Jong-un.
I hope he's like that. Maybe I imagine, without with the exception of probably being very bad people, I imagine most dictators are probably pretty fun to hang out with.
That's a bold claim.
Because, like,
that's a bold
they have claim. Everything and can do whatever the fuck they want. And if you're on the second same page as them, you know, you're pretty much
fucking down with what, you know, with what they're laying
those
out.
Guys, those guys have a complex, and that those yeah, guys,
they're insane people. But if you're friends with them, but then you could probably just do whatever the fuck
you're not on their level. And they don't see you as on their level.
They could be like, hey, man, you ever drove a tank? And you'd be like, no, of course I haven't drove a tank. And he's like, come on. And then you get in the tank, and you just and fucking
he,
drive a tank.
And he strangles you with his bare hands.
If you piss him off, just don't piss him off.
That's not how it works.
Just be chill.
You think anybody yeah, man, who's ever be, killed anybody, you cool. think serial killers had a personal vendetta against women they killed?
Most I think serial some of them, killers some and of them dictators are on the same level.
Some of them, dude.
Don't get me wrong. Some dictators are just off you because they feel like it. But, I mean...
Some of them probably got an agenda.
Oh, for sure. Most of them. Most of them probably have a plan. I'm not saying it's a good plan.
I just don't see the point, you know? Why have a plan? Just chill, dude.
Just vibe.
Just fucking chill out.
Well, I don't think you managed to seize control of a country just vibing, you know?
I mean, once you get there, just fucking chill out, dude.
Again,
you got a country.
If you seize control, you can't just chill because you know you seize control. Not everybody else is just gonna be like, "Hi, man, if we're vibing, we're fucking vibing." All right, I'm gonna live
that. That's how. If I seize control of a country, I'd be like, "All right, it's vibe time."
And everybody's gonna.
I'd come on like the national television and be like, "I know.
I killed a lot of people.
I know. I know it was a wild ride to get here."
No, but, I moved through at least four separate towns.
I'm going to give you guys like $4 million each. And,
that's not how that works.
We're just going to chill out.
If you just give everybody $4 million, then...
You guys don't have to work.
Money doesn't mean anything anymore, Dylan.
Money doesn't mean anything anyway.
Yes, it does.
Money's fake. It's a fake number. Fake paper.
What? Oh, dang. Really?
Yeah.
I wish somebody would have told me earlier.
Yeah, dude. You know that?
Richie, how do you feel about... Adolf Hitler.
Not a great guy, I'd say.
No, say it again.
Not a great guy, I'd say.
No, get closer.
You don't have to yell into the mic either.
Not a great guy, I'd say.
That's probably a good call. That's probably a good one.
It's good take.
Good take.
I did
loved art though.
Oh.
I did learn recently from my dad that our original name, our last name, our surname was Steen. Which is a Jewish originated name.
Okay. So Hitler, you think he has some integrated beef with Adolf?
You know? If I am slightly partly Jewish, then you know.
Why don't you get a 23andMe? You don't find out. Run the DNA test.
What about ancestry, man?
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Would you believe me if I told you I was mostly Irish?
No shit.
Okay. Well, just thought I'd surprise you.
Did you know that Hitler created the BMW, the Volkswagen?
Yeah, I mean.
He did.
You keep saying that.
He did. I proved it to you, and yet you deny it.
If you have a very loose definition of created... Then yes, he did.
Did he create it, or was he like...
He told somebody that he wanted a small, compact vehicle.
Yeah, it was his idea.
And somebody said, okay. And then they made the Volkswagen Beetle.
It was his idea.
He gave a request, and someone else made it.
You gotta say it to the microphone.
He gave a request, and somebody heeded that request.
Yeah, somebody made it. He just said,
he didn't really make
I want
it.
This.
Yeah, he said he wanted it, and someone else was smart enough to make it. All right,
Dill.
He was smart enough to murder a lot of people.
He'll say, say you want me to make you a table, and you say, I want a table, and then I bring you a table. And you go, look at this table I made.
I saw the exact meme of that not that long ago.
Okay.
That, was really
that didn't answer my question.
Like, it was the exact same, like, phrasing and everything.
Okay. Anyway, did you make that table, Dylan?
Yeah.
No, Dylan, you didn't. You just said I want a table.
So
saying, you know? He did it.
But he didn't.
He had a hand.
He had a voice. And his voice said...
He oversaw, you know?
He didn't. I think he had a lot more to do.
He probably approved it.
He probably poked his head in once. But I imagine whenever you're trying to conquer the world, you probably got a bit more to do than, you know, make sure the Volkswagen Beetle's small and bug-like.
I don't get conquering the world at all. Same concept as what I was saying, dude. Just chill. Just hang out.
Conquer the world and then just vibe out the whole world. You know, everybody gets $4 million worldwide.
You gotta say it into the microphone, Richie.
Yeah, Richie, you gotta.
I was raising my hand.
Come on.
I can't. You're in my peripheral.
I don't think you wanted to conquer the world.
That's your left eye, too, huh? You can't see anything over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you even wear contacts? That's crazy.
He doesn't. He's supposed to wear the glass.
He's a raw dog in it.
I thought about getting some Naruto contacts. Those fucking Sharingan eyes.
I'd make fun of you so hard.
I would as well. Love Naruto. But...
I mean, I wouldn't wear them to be cool. I would just pop them in there and just be like, look how fucking sick that shit is.
Look how fucking stupid I look.
Richie, you have 55 hentai games downloaded, so.
And it's not 55, you counted it as 20.
Oh, yeah. my brother, he game shared with me. Like, put me on like a family plan with it on the Steam account, so we could share games with each other. And then I was like, okay, cool, let's see if it worked. And then there's just like a blue million hentai clicker games. Okay. No, you stay over there.
You don't get to defend yourself.
I have to.
And he was like standing over me. He's like, let's just get rid of this. He's like, hide game.
Listen, I'm gonna own up to that. You know, I like a bit of hentai in my life. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just the fact that there were so many.
There's not that. The majority of them were clicker games.
But hentai clicker games.
I like clicker games.
They're probably the clicker games.
The clicker games is what brought me to the hentai scene.
The hentai scene.
Like, I was over there playing a venture capitalist, and then bam, hentai.
And then here we go. First, you start out trying to do a capitalism, and then boom.
It gets steeper.
Tentacles in your butt.
I watch hentai. I play hentai.
He just says it.
I'm just going to say it.
I watch it.
Like, what else am I supposed to do? There's no defending myself here.
What's that song? True.
You're already going to make my
anime bitches. I look at their titties.
Yeah, that's him. That one part of the song is on repeat in his head.
He's just fucking shaking.
He has ADHD, so.
ADHD involves hyper-focus.
It's like a skipping record.
Not click, 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 click. It's not that things replay in my head a lot. It's that I can't focus on certain things, but when I do focus,
it's on hentai
I focus
porn.
Way too goddamn much.
On hentai porn.
On hentai porn, yes.
I like how much he's just given up.
Well, I really wasn't trying to defend myself in the first place.
It's going to be a really hard task, you know?
Yeah, especially around you fucks.
It's hard to defend yourself when all the evidence is against you.
Richie, you say that like we're kind of mean.
He's just
Yeah. I've been made fun of for the majority of my life because of my brother's friends.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that. You make us out to be the bad guy.
I've also been made fun of because of my friends, so.
Yeah, but you helped your friends.
Yeah, well, you're the brother.
So. It's your fault.
I did the same thing when they weren't there.
You should have been born sooner.
Should have been born first. I won't tell you.
We get along a lot better than, you know, our other sibling.
Yeah. Jared?
How many you got?
There's just three of us.
Oh, that's it?
There's five of you.
Yeah. There's a lot. We all kind of have, you know?
Also have five.
Who's, are you, you're not the oldest. No, your brother, I know your other brother is older than you.
Yeah.
Is Tristan the oldest?
No, I'm
number three. Brandon's
he's
oldest.
He's number two.
Who?
His sister.
I forgot that there were other
two. I didn't know you had sisters till like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember you told me, I was like, what? You have sisters?
Or maybe you just brought it
several
up.
Several of them. Yeah, I forgot there was two more of you.
There's four more.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Taylor and Megan. Yeah.
Bethany's over there just like succeeding,
being an angel.
Just living.
She's too busy.
She texted me the other day.
What'd
she
say?
Said she missed me.
That's nice.
She said the beans are on sale. That's it. Fuck, she said.
$1.50 a can. You can't pass that up.
Can't miss that.
I said, how are my nephews doing? I missed them. And she said, go get the beans.
She said, don't worry about them.
Did you actually get that can of beans earlier?
No. I ended up putting the beans back and getting some more stuff. Now I remembered I don't particularly care for beans.
You like beans?
No.
But baked beans. I watched you put away some baked beans the other day.
They were baked beans that he got.
Yeah.
Bush's.
I don't like
huge Bush's brands.
I watched you put away some baked beans
the other day. That doesn't mean I'm a fan of beans.
We went to the store to pick us some dogs and buns. And Jared said, the first thing he grabbed was
beans. Well, we walked about beans. I said, should we get beans?
We said,
I think you might be a small fan of beans, buddy.
We didn't even end up eating those beans.
Yeah, it's because I didn't buy them, Richie.
You didn't.
Richie, you're not talking to the microphone.
They could probably hear him, probably. I don't know. Anyway, they could probably assume what he said based on
what you said.
The reply.
Yeah.
Not really. I said, how are you going to cook those beans in the fire? He said, just put the can in.
You just open up the can, set that motherfucker right there on some coals, let the motherfucker get hot.
Never seen Brokeback Mountain?
Actually, haven't.
It's a good movie.
Wow, that's because you're homophobic, huh?
Might be.
Okay.
That's something. That was abrasive, buddy.
That's a lie. I'm not homophobic.
I don't know, Dill. I've never seen
that. That was a slash J, a joke. That's a thing. That's a thing people do now.
God.
What?
It's a thing people do on the internet.
Every day I get closer to just doing it.
Would you a slash J?
Yeah, like they'll type out like
if you have
ha-ha,
to.
Ha-ha, I'm a homophobic. They're like.
Ah, that was a joke. Please don't hurt me.
They'll type out, I'm homophobic.
Kill all the blacks, slash J. Yeah.
Slash
why S. Why is that fucking funny?
It huh? wasn't a joke in the first place.
Yeah, if it wasn't.
Slash S, sarcasm. It's the thing. This is an identifier. I guess I get it.
You don't.
But.
If you can't tell that it was a joke.
Maybe you're talking to the wrong people.
Maybe it's
or
just.
Or maybe you shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, maybe you're just bad at jokes.
If you have to say it was a joke, then
I can
saying it was a joke was part of the joke, then it wasn't a joke in the first place.
I could see maybe it helping like people who are like kind of prone to not picking up on that kind of like people on the spectrum maybe, but
they're probably just used to not picking up on jokes at yeah, this point. They probably just adapted.
I think the concept of a joke is probably pretty foreign to them. So even if somebody says this is a joke, they're like, okay,
that's all right.
So. Sometimes the internet does things, and I feel 1,000 years old.
I don't understand.
I already feel 1,000 years old. Somebody told me, had to explain to me the other day, with Free Britney, man, I thought she was in jail this whole time. She's not.
No, she's just, she's still crazy. She burnt down her fucking, like, half her house, like, I don't know, like 8 months ago now, I think.
Yeah, but isn't her dad.
Just for insurance.
Isn't her dad drawing, like, a, well, that's not really crazy.
Yeah, her dad's like controlling her entire life. And has since she was like 16.
No, it wasn't since she was 16. It's since the first time she lost her mind.
Yeah. It was in like 2007.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she was then.
20 something at least. Maybe 30.
Could have been 55.
She already had some kids.
Did she?
Yeah, and she was not a great mother apparently.
Well, I can't imagine if you went through that.
But hey, Free Britney, you know? I don't know. I don't know. So I don't know the whole story. So.
Let her live, you know?
She's fucking living.
Do what's best.
Your fridge is as empty as I remember.
Your fridge is as empty as your school.
Try talking to the microphone, Gene. It doesn't swing over that way.
I think he's good, you know. I mean, we're at a minute or an hour four right now.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's just keep going.
So we just fucking have a marathon.
I'm so tired.
I mean, it's a holiday episode.
Just see how long we can go.
I can't. I'm so tired.
What's your guys' opinion on color purple?
Used to be one of my favorite colors.
Pretty cool. It's still one of my favorite colors.
Pretty cool color.
It's my favorite color.
Mine's blue. You didn't ask if I'm telling you.
My keyboard and stuff's all purple.
That's pretty
cool. Pooter. That's fucking stupid. Well, actually, there are they're all white with the exception of the P, the O, the R, the N, the H, U, and the B key, which are red. But all the rest of them are white, but when you tap them, they all turn purple.
That spells Pornhub.
It does spell Pornhub. That was a little joke for the fellas. That was an aggressive hiss. I guess I could check if we have any emails. We don't, but I can check.
You didn't check beforehand?
No.
A little late. Yeah.
We don't.
No emails. Change it. Change that right now. Send us an email.
Send us an email live.
What's the
dropoutpod1@gmail.com.
Send us your thoughts, your questions, your life experiences.
Tell us about that time you murdered that guy and you got away with it.
You can say it anonymously, we won't tell. It's all confidential.
You
it's
think, like a therapist. What do you think about Slash J? Fucking
Slash J.
What do you think about slashing?
Do you also see things under that and feel immensely older immediately?
Do you wanna kill yourself?
Sometimes Hannah will do that to me. She'll like show me a TikTok. Or something.
And just say Slash J.
No.
Because I have to say, if your girlfriend's one of the Slash J people, I don't know how.
She'll like show me a TikTok or tell me a joke, and just like it goes completely over my head because I'm just like some Zoomer shit I don't get.
I'll tell you this right now.
Make it my day.
I'm in the dating scene right now. It's god awful.
He's vibing.
That's what I'm getting to.
Looking for love.
I was hanging out with this one girl. And like every other thing she'd say was like it's a vibe or it's like I don't know, it was shit like that. And the whole time I just couldn't take her seriously.
Bro, just say words, man.
Like just this isn't a vibe. This isn't a type thing.
You should have started doing some scat around her.
Scooby doo doo bop.
Oh, I thought you meant like pooping.
Just throwing poop at her.
You just said, you know what? It is shit.
Just look at her dead in their eyes.
Just stand up and just watch it pull out your pants.
just stand up and just shake your leg.
Is that a fucking vibe, huh?
How's this feel?
Can we get a vibe check?
When people say mood, I just don't. I don't like.
That was a little older.
Yeah, but still, I don't know. Like, if I'm having a conversation with somebody and I tell them something personal about me, and they're just like, "That's a vibe," or "That's mood," I'm like, "Why don't you fuck off? How about that?"
Bro, that's pretty Among Us sus.
That's pretty not Pog Champ. That's pretty weird, Champ.
Pog Champ sauce, sus Among Us. I hate
the internet and everybody that uses it.
I couldn't. Never get down with the pog and stuff.
Not a pog champ, bro?
No.
Pog.
Yeah, every time I saw it, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? I never understood the meaning.
Pog is one of those things that I've said ironically so many times, it's just kind of become...
Yeah, it's a problem.
I didn't...
But that's pretty poggers, bro.
I managed to avoid it in the real world.
I say it in text a lot.
Yeah. One of my friends...
I don't.
I say it in embarrassingly strong.
I think I might actually mean it now.
I think I might be a pog champ.
Might be her little pog champ.
Do you think your son's a pog champ?
If you think your son's a pog champ, go 1-800-POG.
Pog now.
Pog sus.
Stop pog.
1-800-POG/J.
On that note. Jared?
What? Are you going to say the things?
Send us out.
You got any closing words?
No.
No, you got any closing words?
Watch out for shrapnel.
So you did. You did have closing words.
I do now.
Okay.
I thought about it.
Any more?
I don't know. Right, just Noah? Just do what makes you happy in life and just don't be a dick.
What if being a dick makes you happy?
Then you can fuck off.
Alright, so go ahead. Any closing words?
I didn't introduce myself from the very beginning.
Okay.
But, my name is Richie.
Mm-hmm.
He starts laying down bars.
My name is Richie. I am a little bitchy. Oh.
No.
I don't like that image.
I am Dill's brother.
Okay.
Dill, whatever the fuck you call
it. Womp.
You don't call me either of those things.
You call him Bub. Bub.
Richie's going to be that grandpa that tells stories really, really slow.
Back in...
Wait, yeah, I'm telling things slow now because I keep getting talked over.
That's fair.
Why don't you complain about it, Swarm Rich? I don't know, buddy.
Why don't you fuck me outside, Richie?
Would you rather me just yell over you?
Yes. Yeah, man, you gotta slash J us. You know what I'm saying?
That's impolite.
You gotta establish dominance.
I wouldn't do that.
You're not.
You gotta make yourself bigger, make like a bear.
We only respond to gorilla antics.
Yeah, we only respond to ape like body language.
We're all primitive.
Anyway, Richie, do you have any closing words or not, man?
Be good.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Far out.
Sure.
There's only two kinds of people in this world.
Don't bring it back to
hentai. Oh, no. I wasn't going to say anything. I'll just leave it at that. Let them decide for themselves.
You looked at me and I was like,
oh, fuck. Richie, every time I look at you, I'm not thinking about hentai. Well. Any Uzi.
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking hard. I hope I got that.